The Atwood Foundation is in the process of donating 2 original Eustace Stigler Alaskan paintings and 2 original Cindy Lawrence paintings to the Anchorage Museum. The foundation will also contribute an original Nunavak mask. Monica Shaw, the museum's director of collections and chief conservator, says the museum only accepts original art that meets the mission of the museum, which is to illustrate the circumpolar north. Shaw says the museum has had a long-term relationship with the Atwood Foundation. Shaw explains the foundation decided it was time to donate more art to the museum.
They let us choose some pieces that are within the collection of the foundation. And so we went over and selected these pieces, and we picked these particular pieces because of the quality of the work. They fill gaps in our collection that we don't have this particular subject matter. They don't duplicate.
The 4 paintings depict Alaska's environment. One of Stigler's large painting portrays a train of horses traveling with supplies on their back, with the Mount McKinley in the foreground. Shaw describes another Ziegler painting.
One by Eustace Stigler. And that's another one that is got 2, I guess, sort of explorers, prospectors sitting on a rock with Mount McKinley in the background. And, you know, sort of a stereotypical sort of Alaskan scene, but really, you know, very unique to our collection. And in a sense, by Ziegler, we don't have this particular image, but also, you know, very well done.
Shaw says the Nunavak mask is from the mid-20th century. The mask depicts a bird with unusual green-rimmed eyes with several delicate feather appendages.
The Nunavak-style mask is not signed, so we don't know exactly who made it, but it has an owl face, and it's lovely. It has these little green in the rims of the eyes. We don't see that very often, and in its beak, it's holding a fish that's slightly bent. It's very delicate and really wonderful.
Before the museum displays the donated paintings, an art conservator is working to restore them. Carmen Bria has been a painting conservator for over 30 years and has worked on several pieces of art for the museum. He stands next to one of Ziegler's paintings.
You can see a very yellow, discolored natural resin varnish on it. So a lot of times, although it's not always possible, you can remove those old varnishes and get that yellow off of there. Like you can notice in the sky there where it's yellow, where it's still yellow, it looks kind of green. A blue sky with the yellow on it looks kind of greenish. You take the yellow off, and then it starts to look more blue, like a sky should.
Bria was using a Q-tip and chemicals to remove the old varnish off the Ziegler painting. According to Shaw, the art will go on display in June. In Anchorage, I'm Alex Stoyer.